Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, Halloween is just around the corner. Catherine Cullen is the Senior Director of Industry and Consumer Insights for the National Retail Federation. Catherine, welcome.
Thanks so much. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. What's your favorite costume?
Oh, I'm a cat every year. It's easy. It's my go-to.
It's easy?
Yes, you just put on a headband with some cat ears and you're good to go.
Well, I would imagine, so what I've been reading is people are going to spend more individually, but overall spending is going to be down. Is that what your read is?
So it's an unusual year, of course, you know, with the coronavirus pandemic and many parts of the country still dealing with the impacts of that. So exactly what you said, we're seeing on average, consumers plan to spend about $92 on Halloween this year. That's actually up from around $86 last year. But total spending is down just because fewer people are planning to celebrate the holiday. People are recognizing that because of coronavirus restrictions, they might be less likely to, say, have a Halloween party or get together with folks. But we're still seeing about 58% of consumers plan to celebrate Halloween. And as I mentioned, those who are celebrating are still spending, in a strong manner.
What are they spending their money on? And I guess my question is, put another way, is it adult party spending or is this spending on kids?
It's all of it. So this is everyone, celebrating either for themselves or, celebrating as adults, in that environment as well. I will say families with kids are much more likely to be celebrating this year. We've seen this throughout the pandemic. People want to, recreate things, make things as normal as possible for their children right now. Families are really embracing this time, and we're seeing that in our data as well. In terms of what people are spending on, it's the big categories like normal. We're seeing candy is one of the top purchase areas. In fact, spending on candy is actually, up a little per person this year. But decorations, another big area this year. People are saying that, I might not be able to go trick-or-treating. I might not be able to, get together in a group, but I can decorate my house. I can make my own, haunted Halloween house in my backyard and celebrate that way. Of course, costumes, another big area of spend, though, not quite as high as we've seen in past years. And then one of the surprising ones for me, at least, was Halloween greeting cards. We're seeing more consumers saying they plan to send Halloween greeting cards this year, and they're spending a little bit more on those cards. Maybe it's I can't get together with my kids' class. I can't go trick-or-treating, but I can send someone a card to let them know I'm thinking of them.
But it seems like it's becoming, and I know you've been tracking these numbers, for 15 years or so, that it's becoming more of an adult holiday than a kid's holiday. Do you have any research showing that?
We have certainly seen that over the, last several years. As you mentioned, we've been running this survey for, going on 15, 16 years. And so we've seen a lot of new trends emerge. And it really has become a holiday that is popular, not just for kids, but also for adults, particularly millennials and now Gen Z. They really enjoy this holiday. They really get into the events and celebrations. That said, still is a holiday very much for children as well. And as I mentioned, we're seeing that particularly this year where families with kids are much more likely than any other group to say that they are celebrating.
Do you look at the spending geographically? I mean, are there parts of the country that spends more than others?
We do look at it geographically, just by the major regions. I will tell you, it's pretty much the same. The biggest spenders tend to be on the West Coast, however. So maybe it's because they tend to have a little bit more mild weather this time of year, but those tend to be the biggest spenders. spending about $97 on average this year.
I wonder how it will shake out when you see it eventually. I mean, because there's parts of the country that are a little more open or loose with the restrictions than others, and I wonder if that will have an impact on where the money is spent.
That could certainly impact things. As you mentioned, you know, different parts of the country, different communities are feeling things in different ways. They're at a different place with the pandemic. One thing we've done is with the Halloween Costume Association and the National Confectioners Association, we worked together on some guidelines for consumers around celebrating a safe Halloween. And they include things like, depending on where you are and you know what the risk level is in your community, recommendations for socially distant trick-or-treating if that's allowed, or more virtual style events. So there are a lot of options out there for consumers. I've even seen virtual trick-or-treating talked about, so not something we've necessarily seen in the past.
I don't know if I'd want a virtual Mars bar. That doesn't sound very attractive to me.
What? I think parents are supposed to give out an actual Mars bar along with it, but I'm with you. There's nothing beats the real thing.
What does Halloween spending mean for Christmas spending?
You know, typically they're not really correlated to a great event, great extent. However, you know, what we have seen throughout the pandemic, particularly for the last 4 months, is we've actually seen a lot of strength in retail spending and retail sales. September was the fourth straight month of year-over-year growth in retail sales. We're seeing consumers, you know, buy new things for back to school, buy new things for the change of weather, focusing on apparel. And of course, you know, even while unemployment remains high, some folks, you know, are starting to be able to go back to work. I will say we have our holiday numbers out there. And in terms of what people are spending on average, it's actually expected to be in line with last year. Consumers are saying, you know, gifts are important to them, showing people that they care are important to them. And so they're planning on spending around holiday events and celebrations, very much in line with how they spent in the past. Of course, no one has a crystal ball for 2020, so there's still a lot of unknowns. But as of now, that's the general expectation.
I mean, that's really true, isn't it? You have expectations of spending on Halloween, but I mean, we just had more restrictions here in Chicago announced yesterday. It could change a lot in just a week.
It certainly is an ever-evolving situation. What we do know is that people did start shopping for Halloween a little earlier this year, so they may have already spent some of that money. And as I noted, you know, we are seeing a shift to virtual celebrations. I think one of the most interesting things was this move towards more decorations where people, and even in my own neighborhood, I'm seeing that people are decorating their front stoops. They have pumpkins out, and you know, it's another way to kind of commemorate a special occasion and make things feel a little different.